Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody's always waiting on Friday, watching that clock and sitting on go. What you say we find a little warm sunshine and open umbrella on the patio?
About you the whole entire game too.
I was so mad. They ought to just fire
horrible.
You right now. Seriously.
I know.
That
what a horrible
I
way to
so
end.
I was so excited. I know.
I know.
I was so excited.
They had it in the bag.
Like, this is really gonna happen. Yeah.
I know.
Unbelievable.
It should have happened.
So did you
instead
do,
of it?
Did you have a party?
Actually, we didn't. We actually stayed home. It's just the first time in, like, years that we actually stayed home and watched it at our house and just cooked chicken wings and chips and just watched it here. We didn't go anywhere.
Oh, nice.
I know.
Nice. I did that whole, you know, throw the party, and I was in the kitchen literally from 9 a.m. until, like, 9 o'clock last night. Again.
Oh, my God. Of course you were. Of course
you
were.
I was, like, trying to watch the game. I'm at the grill doing the, because I did sliders. Oh, my God. They were so good. I did sliders.
Oh, yum.
Buttload of chicken wings. Like.
Oh, man.
And just people kept showing up. I'm like, where are they coming from?
Out of the woodwork.
Yeah. I'm like, what are you doing here? I'm like, I didn't invite you.
Oh, my God. More food.
It was
more
fun,
food.
Though.
Oh,
that's exactly
I
what I'm doing. Asking Dennis, I was like, can you go start the grill again? I said, I'm going back out.
You got one food? Oh, wow. I thought of you. I thought, wow, my God, they're going to do it back to back. It's going to be amazing. Mm-hmm. And, man.
I thought they were, too.
Yeah.
I know. I'm going to try and call into James. I'm going to try and call into James' show on Friday to his bench warmer show because, I know he's going to have a lot to talk about.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. You know, it was a good Super Bowl. You know, I mean, it wasn't, you know, boring and a blowout. And mm-hmm. they definitely both played their hearts out. And unfortunately, it just sucks that it came down to just that one critical play, that one horrible call.
One play that ruined the whole day for every Seahawk fan.
And can you imagine the people that lost money on that damn game?
Oh, shit. I know,
God.
Right?
That's all I kept seeing on Twitter is how much money. I didn't either.
Millions.
But I know people that lost their, you know what, on it. I mean, I was just like, oh, my gosh. The spread.
Yep, I had a bunch of friends,
you know, the 4 points has... They say that the three was a big thing, but to have a 4-point spread would bring in even more money-wise, especially when we were in Vegas. That's what I kept hearing. 3 points is no big deal, but to have a 4-point spread and for you to win by that 4 point could bring in big or lose big, and for that to be that, oh, man.
That would have just been, oh, my gosh. I was so excited, too. I was, like, in the kitchen. I was, like, I was making cocktails for everybody. I was, like, oh, my God, it's really going to happen again. I'm, like, this is going to happen. And then the play that went wrong, I was like,
my son walked through the door because he was coming from a game, and he's running in. And he's like, what happened? I'm like, how could you leave in the middle of the game and drive home? First of all, that was my question. I'm like, how could you leave during the middle of the game? I'm like, are you crazy? He's like, well, I don't even know what the excuse was. And then, you know, that I made that incredible catch, like, you know, last year when it happened to the, you know, well, whatever that year was. And we were like, oh, my God, he caught that ball. And my son's like, oh, my God, it's going to happen to the Patriots again. They're going to have, you know, they're going to lose from an amazing catch. So we were jumping up and down and screaming. And I was like, oh, my God. Yeah.
And then all of
that's
a sudden,
how my house was.
Happy to sad.
Yeah, we did. It totally went from us losing our minds to, oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah, that's how my house was. Everybody was just so excited, and we're just screaming and having fun, and I'm like, shot, and then I was like,
took the
no
wind
way
out of your sail.
It seriously did. I wasn't even hungry anymore. I was just done.
Oh,
and
I
said, you know what, I'm like, I just want to put my head in the ground right now.
I couldn't even sleep. Like, when we went to lay down, I was just like, I'm so, like, antsy. Like, that game just got me so, like, well, I'm like, I can't even lay down and go to sleep.
I wonder how Pete slept last night. He probably didn't sleep at all. He probably had a couple death threats after him.
I can imagine. Oh, my God, man. And then I watched the press, you know, and all the different players, the coach. You know, he took the blame. He took it, and then the poor quarterback said it was his fault.
Yep.
He threw the ball, but, like, they're all trying to cover for themselves. But, you know.
Right.
It just sucks.
So I have to ask you, because I didn't get to see you in Vegas. How was the show?
I know. It was good. It was busy. Wednesday, Thursday wasn't quite as busy, but, you know, Friday is always, like, the main busy day. Friday was really, really busy. Every year seems to be just getting busier and busier. It was so busy that, man, they changed the hours on us this year, so we were there literally from 12 to 10 the first day, which is a long day.
Lucky.
And then, the other nights were just from 12 to 8. So it wasn't so bad. The first day was a pretty long day, but then it was 12 to 8 the rest of the days. It was fun, though. It wasn't the same without you, though. We had so many people saying, where's Sammy? Where's Sammy?
I was so depressed. I was, like, so freaking depressed. I was, like,
everyone was looking for your banners. Like, they would swing the corner, and they're like, where's Sammy's banner? Where's Sammy? Where's the cowboy hat? I don't hear that laugh. I'm like, I know. Everybody. But it's a good thing, though. It's a good thing for you because at least you know how much you're loved and that you are so missed.
Right.
And it just is a testament to you and your following. And it was, you know, it just makes everyone appreciate how, you know, how popular you are, because it, you know,
I love it.
You not being there just shows how much you're loved. So it was,
I love that. You know, and what the best part is, it actually shows that our hard work in building our brand really pays off in the end, because when people adore you and they show up to see you and you're not there and you hear about it, that's the best feeling in the world. I mean, it really is.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like, wow, my fans really do miss me. They really do care.
So good. Oh, most definitely. Let me tell you, you were not just one day. It wasn't like, okay, she's not here. Every single day we were there, somebody would come up every day. Not just one person, but like all throughout the day. And we were broadcasting,
awesome.
So people could even hear, you know, where's Sammy? It wasn't just,
oh,
you know, we broadcast live all 4 days we were there. And
I saw the whole time. Mm-hmm. When I went to log in for work, I saw that you guys were on. I was like, oh, and then I had to turn off my computer. I was like, okay, no, I'm sad. I was like, I need to be there. I was like, God damn it.
It was fun. The only drawback is the first time in all the years I've gone, they actually put a bar up by the main stage. And there was a few times that they did. I mean, a huge bar right by our booth in the center. And we did have a few people that got very intoxicated and came to our booth and started getting very grabby. You know, and it was taken care of very, you know, very professionally, but that main bar there, man, did it turn into like, you know, it was like they seen that was just nothing but a drunk fest. Like that just all, not only the fans, but I mean, it was a full bar. People took advantage of that. It was like right there, right in the middle of everything. And, you know,
wow.
I mean, everyone had a great time, but there were a few people that, you know, they just really had to kind of usher on out of there. And, you know, all in all, it was a great AVN, but they switched it up a little bit, just trying to make things, you know, different. And, you know, but for the most part, it was, you know, it was nice. It was just not the same as not you there.
I forgot. Hey, people listening, you can call in to 646-595-4038 and press 1 to talk to us. Otherwise, you're just going to be stuck there in Dollhouse Radio Cyberspace listening to us.
I've had a lot of people say they're going to call.
Oh, that's, yeah.
June Bug was supposed to.
Yeah, June Bug was supposed to call in today.
Mm-hmm. I know.
A little June Buggy Wuggy.
He's so funny.
I know. He's so funny. Oh, my gosh. Oh, and I actually posted today on the blogtalkradio.com/dollhouseradio. I put my email address on there so people can submit their recipes and cocktails, because I love to try new recipes. So send those in to brooksrecipies@gmail.com. And, yes, I said recipes because recipes are fun. I had to go with recipes.
It's so cute.
Oh my gosh! So, did you go to any yummy parties at the AVN or at the convention or after the convention?
No, I was so boring. We were so boring.
We were
totally boring. We got invited to so many after parties, and we just didn't participate in any of them. We would go. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's because we live in Florida and there's a 3-hour difference. By the time I was done, I just wanted to go back to the hotel, change my clothes because my feet killed me, get something to eat, and then I would usually just, like, crash. Like, I would just only one – I think one night we actually went out. We went to one of the after parties at, one of the casinos had one of the clubs. So we weren't there long. It was just long enough to just, like, hang out for a little bit and then, you know
–
not really. There were so many parties, though. And there were so many people there that were inviting us to, like, I didn't want to hurt people's feelings more than anything. There was just so many different things going on. I didn't want to, like, go to one and then not go to the other and hurt people's feelings. So I thought it was just best to just not go to
it.
I had so many people that were there. Mm-hmm. And they check your Twitter and they look at your pictures to see where you're at and stuff. And I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to be, like, I'm just not going to, like, hurt anybody's feelings, and we're just not going to go to anything and just kind of chill out. We went to like Fremont Street one night and just kind of walked around.
Oh, I love
it was really cold. Like the temperatures at night were like in the 30s. So it was really cold
That's
there.
That's crazy. Yeah.
It was. It was like
That's crazy.
58, 60s. So it was cool during the day and then it got really cold at night. So we only ventured out like one night and went down to Fremont and just kind of did the laser light show. We watched that and we kind of hit some of the little casinos and stuff. And then that was really
it.
I like,
love
we,
Fremont
you know.
Street. That's my favorite
too.
Part of Vegas is going down there.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah. I told them, that's what I said.
So
I said, if we don't do anything, and we lived there for like 5 months and we would always go down there. I'm like, we used to want to just go and walk down there and just kind of like, it's got such a good vibe. You know, it's like where it started.
Right, the people are nicer.
The Golden Nugget. Yeah, they're, you know, and you have better chances of winning. Their casinos, like, you know what I mean? Like, the strip, all their casinos, you never win anything there. We did so much better at the, you know, at the Golden Nugget. Man, I was hitting their slot machines left and right. Yeah, so it was fun, though. But there was, I've seen a lot of cam girls that I've never met before. Like you were saying,
it was
kind of nice that your fans showed up. I had, like, big-time name girls come up to me and said, oh, my gosh, we're Twitter fans, and I've never met you before. Like, I was like, oh, my God, you're coming up to me? Like, that's awesome.
That
is. It's kind of like, wow, you know who I am. You know what I mean? It's kind of neat.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of cool. We were right next to, who are we? We were right next to Archangels, like Kendra Lust, and there was a bunch of like big names, like right next to our booth. So it was kind of cool to see, like, I'm not really good with names, but I'm good with faces.
Mm-hmm.
I'm terrible with names. But
I see your face,
I'm like, oh, I know who you are, but I'm terrible with the name. Oh, my God. So that was cool. You know, that was neat to see
that
people that,
so
you know.
Cool. Oh, my gosh. Well, it sounds
like
this year, like, your guys, the placement of the booth was a lot better than, because remember last year when we went, it was horrible.
Yeah, we were stuck in that hole.
Yeah, it was absolutely horrible. So,
oh, it was.
Yeah, damn,
it
sucks.
It was much better. In fact, they had, you know, there was only maybe 5 booths. It was our booth and, like, maybe 4 others in the very front. And then Girlfriend Films were right across from us. And that was it. So we were in a perfect location.
That's
and it was, the stage was, like, right in front of us. So all the shows, you know, that
they were
putting on, you know. We got to see all the shows, like, you know, Melody View when that went on and all the girls dancing in between all the different little things they put on. We got to see all that going on when it wasn't crazy busy. But it was definitely a much – and even our fans were saying the same things. They're like, oh, my God, you guys are in such a better place. You know, we don't have to look to find you this year. And, you know, there was more room for them to stand because remember how we were trying to get out on the outside just to even try to sign? And
it
was ridiculous.
Like maybe 3.5-4 feet wide and trying to cram all these people into that little aisle and you just couldn't even like talk to anybody or take pictures because there was
no
possible to breathe.
No, it was terrible. No, this year was definitely, he did a good job getting us right up front because it was so much better. I mean, we literally had from our booth out, like the whole entire, it was a dance floor, really, because that's where, like, everyone would dance and stuff, the music came on. So the fans had all the room they could want because we would literally just walk out in front and, you know, and like, take pictures and stuff. So it worked out really nice, but, you know, it's a whirlwind.
I'm definitely
going to
be there next
year. After you get back.
Oh,
it's like,
oh my gosh.
Forever,
you know,
to like come down
off
of that.
Year, it was insanely crazy. And like you said, you didn't do much and go to the parties. That was me last year. I was so beat last year because I overextend myself because I'm always at like 2 or 3 different booths. And when I go this upcoming year, I'm not doing that. I'm going to do one booth, stick with it because it's too much work. Just, it's hard.
It is really hard, and it takes a toll on you.
It does. Like, our life, being cam girls and porn stars, is a job outside of working.
Most definitely. It is. I mean, it's you know, and we got into Vegas, like, Monday, so we were there almost a full week, and it started.
Right.
The show started on Wednesday. So we were there, you know, but we got there a couple of days early, but even still, it's like it still just takes you. And then we had the worst flight known to God coming back. It was just the worst nightmare I've ever, like, thought we were literally going to crash and die. and I don't ever want to fly for like another 100 years. It was terrible. Terrible, terrible. Yeah, we were flying southwest. Well, we got hit with that storm that was heading towards Boston and New York, that northeastern or whatever. It hit us over Texas, and it was bad. It was really bad.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's
the pilot came on and was like, this is not going to be good. And I was like, you know how I am flying. I don't fly good anyway. And he's like, we're taken by surprise by the storm. And he's like, it's going to get worse before it's going to get better. So all flight attendants, get in your seat. And I was in like full on panic mode. I mean, it literally, like, it felt like I've never been airsick before, and I've heard people say they get airsick. I literally had a full-on panic attack. It was that bad. Like, I was sitting behind the wing so I could see the wing outside, and it just looked like it was going to snap off anytime. Yeah. So we were dropping and going high and dropping, and it was terrible. So I was like, thank you. Everyone just was like, when we landed, we were like, thank you, baby Jesus, that I don't have to get on an airplane for a long, long time because, that was terrible.
That's insane. I've been through that, and it sucks. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, we have a caller on the line, so let me see who we've got. Hello, caller. Area code 405. Hello. Who do we have the pleasure of speaking with? Hello.
Junebug.
Hey, it's Junebug.
Yeah.
How you doing, darling?
Doing good. How you guys doing?
Good.
Fabulous. Absolutely amazing. So how was your Super Bowl, June?
I didn't really watch the Super Bowl this week.
Oh, you didn't? No? That's okay. You didn't miss much.
I know I've seen that the theme lost.
It was insanely crazy. It's just another day for people to spend money on food and drink. Like, seriously. It's like one of the biggest drinking days, literally.
It is. Yeah.
Well, you know, I did a picture. I went to Costco and I bought 6 bottles of vodka because I was like, okay, Super Bowl. I'm like, I'm going to have drinkers over. Yeah. So yesterday, we must have had, I don't know how many people in and out the door. We must have went through 3 half gallons of vodka yesterday.
Wow.
That's how many people were over here drinking. Yeah. I should have been charging $10 at the door.
You should have. You would have made us some money.
So would
have. Man.
Yeah. Because I spent $500 at Costco.
Yeah. You would have paid for your liquor that you spent.
Right? I know. And I'm sitting here
bartending
and cooking. I'm like, yeah, I'm looking at everybody sitting back. Yeah. They're all sitting back, relaxing, eating and drinking. And I'm like, about me?
It's never about you, Sammy. Never about you.
No, it never is. Never, ever.
No.
It's about everybody
That's
else.
Terrible. I wanna...
But you know what? I can't complain because I love doing it. So
I know you
it's
do.
My own
you
fault.
Do it so well.
I
so
do.
They know that. Oh. That's why.
Right? They come over and like, ooh, what are you making for dinner today? Like, I already had a call today.
We're
they're like,
cooking.
What are you cooking tonight? I'm like, I'm making Swedish meatballs. And they're like, oh, really? I'm like, well, if you're coming over, you're bringing whatever you want to drink because I'm cutting off the bar.
Good for you.
I'm like, you bring your own.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. So what did you do yesterday, Junebug? I love that name. It's so cute. Junebug. Little Junebug.
I didn't do anything yesterday. I just stayed at the house.
Chill,
that
huh?
was smart.
Yeah. I just stayed at the house.
Smart
one. I didn't really do anything. But I played pool. I went to go play pool on Saturday, so that was a little something to get out the house.
Are you good at it?
Yeah.
I'm getting better.
Oh, that's good. I suck at it. My son beats me all the time. I try to act like I'm good at it, but I'm not.
I suck at it, too.
Yeah.
I'm a pool table, and I suck. Like, we
I'm not good. I can't hit those. I don't hit the balls hard enough. I don't have enough power. Like, and my son's like, Mom.
That's because you're not.
You have to, like, I don't hit the ball hard enough.
Keep playing. The more you play, the better you'll get at it.
That's not technically true because I keep trying and it's not working.
I know. I was going to say, we go bowling every Wednesday and I play before we bowl and then it's still not really that good, but.
this is why I can't wait till we come down to Florida to see you, because we are going to have the best time ever. The best time. Oh, my gosh.
Come to Florida?
I know,
Florida. Florida's where it's at. Come visit me. I have a big house. You guys can all stay with me. I have extra room.
I would love to.
Yeah.
The webcam might accidentally come on.
It might accidentally.
It just might happen.
Yes, there's a good possibility.
Hey,
oh, my gosh. I love it. That would be the best.
I miss
that, actually. I used to stay up at a cam house in Northern California, and it was so much fun because there was a cam on at all times. It was almost like Big Brother. And so you wake up in the morning looking like crap, and it didn't matter. You were going to be watched no matter where you were.
24/7.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
And if anybody thought about being naughty in the bedroom when they went to sleep,
Naughty. I was invited to do that one time in Vegas. Vegas used to have a cam house there.
They did. Yeah, because they had asked me to go up there. They're not up there anymore?
I think they are. I never either I had the time or never got to get up there. And then when we did go to Vegas, I thought, I wonder if that place is still here. Because they would invite me, like, every year because they do, like, a special thing. But, I never got a chance to ever do it. But I know that people, there's probably them in every state, I'm sure. But that's kind of cool.
I know
there's voyeurs.
Really,
you know, people sit there and watch you all day long. They'll just sit there and see what the hell you're doing.
Oh, my gosh, yes. When I would be at the cam house, I would look at my Twitter and somebody be like, oh, my gosh, those panties are so cute, Sammy. And I'd forget that the cameras would be on. I'm like, how the fuck do you know what kind of panties I'm wearing? I'm like, you weirdo. And then I'm like, shit, the cameras.
Oh, shit, the cameras. And you'd be like, well, at least I have some panties on. Damn.
Oh, my gosh. Seriously. I remember they didn't have them in the bathrooms unless we put them in there for her to take a shower and do a shower.
Oh, right.
But so we had a little privacy. But it was still fun. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Wow, that sounds fun. Yeah, I can imagine how crazy that could get.
Oh, it was definitely, yes, tons of porn stars in and out. I'm like,
wow.
I'm like, I should start shooting videos. And then, lo and behold, I did.
And see what happened. Look what it turned into. That's so funny.
God.
Oh, my gosh.
I should begin to do in a cam house, though, because I know what it takes.
Seriously.
To do it. And
I know. I would
where
do
I live.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Really, because I don't have any little minions running around the house, so it's not like.
Oh, minions. Me either. Except for my puppy. Except for my
little
Pika.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, our dang little four-legged furry friends.
Our little furry
friends.
Swear
to Jesus.
I know it. Oh, my goodness.
I have my
hands. Yeah, we're getting a cold front. We're getting a cold front here in Florida,
again?
And it's raining. I know. Our weather has just been, we're only.
You guys have been having crazy weather.
We've been having really cold, cold weather. Like, it never feels like when our big Florida State Fair is coming to town, like a big, big fair at the Tampa Fairgrounds across from the Hard Rock in Tampa. It's huge. It's like one of the biggest fairs in the state for us. And it lasts for like 2 weeks. So it starts. This Thursday, we were at the Hard Rock the other night after we went to the Gasparilla, like the pirates invaded Tampa Saturday, so we dressed up as pirates.
Oh, that's awesome.
My sweaty little pirate. Did you see my pictures? Yes, we dressed up as sweaty little pirates.
Okay, now I gotta go stalk on Twitter.
Yeah, I have to go check out my sweaty little pirate outfit. And then after that, we went. We had a Lightning game to go to, hockey. Our Lightning is doing really good this year. So we went to the hockey game after that. And then we went to the Hard Rock after that to gamble. And then I looked across and I seen all these Ferris wheels. And I'm like, what the fuck is that? Excuse my language. And all these zipper and all these amusement. And I was like, oh, it's the fair. So I'm like, and then Casey's like, oh, yeah, we have tickets to go Saturday. And I was like, yay, it's going to be nice weather. So then I look this morning, I wake up, and it's raining. And I look, the high for this Saturday when we're going, it's supposed to be 66 degrees.
It's been freezing in Oklahoma, too.
Oh, really? It's that cold?
Yeah. It's like,
see, that's cold.
I woke up this morning like
wow.
15 degrees outside.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
That's crazy.
That's
What's
cold.
Up with your guys' weather? I'm telling you, San Diego's the shit.
Yeah, no, we've been getting a lot of cold weather. Have you been getting snow, June Bud?
No, we haven't had much snow. Just the little water that be on the ground, it freezes up overnight.
Yeah.
Oh, my
so
God.
So that's about
wow.
it right now. But it probably snows sometime around next month or later
next
on this month.
Month,
if anything.
Yeah, I know you guys get snow. At least we don't get that white stuff here in Florida. I'll complain about the coldest,
you know,
but I'm not. We don't get that white stuff, thank God.
I love
the I can't handle that kind of stuff. That is way too cold for my Florida boat. Oh, man, there's no way. I can't handle
but
that
you know
cold.
What, though? I miss it. I actually miss the snow because, like, I have all these really, really cute winter clothes that I cannot wear in San Diego.
But
and
you're used to it, though, because you're from where it snows. So,
mm-hmm.
you're, you know,
right.
you're used to I'm not. I'm not used to that. Ugh. I can't. It's pretty to go visit. Like, when we landed in Vegas, there's snow on top of one of their mountains. Like, I forget what the mountain name is. I love to see that. I think it's gorgeous. And I don't mind, like, visiting, but I don't want to, like, to have to drive in it and to have to shovel out my car. And, oh, my God, there's no way I could handle that.
Right. Yeah, I've never had to deal with that. That's one thing I haven't had to deal with. That was never, yeah. That's
no,
crazy.
Especially, like. Yeah, what they're going through right now, I mean, there's everyone's getting nailed with another storm. Like, I think it said 18 states are under, like, a state of emergency right now from another snowstorm. Yeah.
That's insane.
Bad.
Yeah. And it's really bad for, like, the elderly people. Like,
oh, I know.
All these, yeah.
What do they do? Like, you know, how do they, oh, it's so terrible. Our weather's just been crazy to begin with all over. It's just been very abnormal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It is.
So,
it's
yeah,
the freaking, it's got to be the global warming.
I know. So that's what we have here today. We've had rain and it's supposed to drop down to the 40s at night and just the 60s during the day. That's what our, for the, and today's only Monday. It's supposed to last through
you know
Saturday.
What?
That's
we
how cold.
Plan. Oh my gosh, we got to plan something. Like, if I would have known that your fair was going to be in town, I love going to the fair.
I
love it. Oh my gosh. Like,
you would have loved
spending
this
money at
it's
a stupid fair.
Huge. It's huge.
That's how the
and they
San
have
Diego
like
fair is.
Yeah, they have so many animals at this one that they have two huge barns just to keep them in because they have I mean, I'm talking like giraffes and exotic animals and babies and all
exotic
oh,
animals?
So much. Yeah.
Animals.
Yeah,
oh,
we have giraffes
like
and
that.
Zebras and all kinds of stuff. Yeah, that's a big, 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 big
Are
fair.
Are you sure the zebras aren't donkeys just painted like
no.
zebras?
No, they're legit. They're not like spray-painted donkeys, spray-painted
I
to look like
I actually saw that. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I live close to Tijuana.
Oh, my God.
And we went to Tijuana, and I looked at my husband, and I was like, holy shit, there's a zebra. And he goes, babe. I was like, what? And he goes, that's not a zebra. It's a painted donkey. I said, no, it isn't. I said, it's a
oh, my God.
You can't spray paint a donkey. And he's like, yeah, go up there and look at it. So I go up there to look at the thing, and the guy's trying to talk English to me, telling me that it's $5 if I want to look at the donkey. I'm
oh,
like,
please.
Excuse
oh,
me?
No.
I'm like,
I'd be like, show me a zebra first.
Fake zebra. Yeah.
That is crazy.
Like,
oh, my God.
Paint a poor donkey.
Wow. Well,
that's
Sammy.
That's a used donkey right there.
Maybe you can come down for the Strawberry Festival in March because it's like another
Ooh.
Huge fair, but it's called the Strawberry Festival, and they have the same thing.
Ooh,
they have
I
huge
like,
rides.
I like the
and
sound of that. One.
Animals and fresh strawberries and yeah, that's in like sometime late in March. We'll have
that
to talk.
Sounds
we'll have to get you down here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely. That would be
yes,
a blast.
Strawberry Festival.
Ooh.
It's yummy.
Because yeah, there's a birthday coming up in March, not mine. So we'll have to talk about that.
Oh,
uh-huh.
Heck yeah.
Oh.
That would be fun.
Awesome. We've got this caller on hold. So, Jumba,
okay.
honey, thank you for calling in, darling.
Thank
You're
you,
absolutely
Jumba.
Amazing.
All right. Love you, ladies.
Okay.
Love you,
love
too.
Love you, darling.
Bye.
Bye. Soon. Bye, honey. Let's see here. Let me click on to this one. All right. We have another caller. 479 Ooh. Just decided to hang up on me. All right. What?
Uh-oh.
Well, what? I didn't mean to keep him on hold. We were talking to Junebug. Oh, wait.
Don't
479, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi.
It's John.
Yes, it's me. My phone disconnected. I dropped the stupid phone. I'm a moron.
Oh, John. How are you?
I am fabulous. How are you girls?
We are good.
Amazing. Amazing, amazing, as always.
I passed out during
okay,
the, I passed out during the Super Bowl, so I have
That's
no
okay.
idea what.
Oh, well,
yeah,
you
know, don't even go back
and
watch
it.
It.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Don't even waste your time watching it.
I heard it wasn't anything great to see, so
It was a great game up until the last freaking losing play.
It was. It was exciting. It was like one of those, all right, we score, you score, we score, you score. Yay, it's going to be a really great game. And then womp,
exactly.
womp.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I couldn't help myself, but I'm all for scoring.
Oh,
wait,
well,
are you talking
yeah.
about football or in your bedroom?
I know, right? What are we talking about here?
Football or your bedroom time scoring?
I'm enjoying myself a cocktail now.
You
oh,
are?
What are you having?
A nice little Jack Daniel's Tennessee honey flavored whiskey.
Oh, that sounds good.
You were having that last time I talked to you.
Yes, and I'm on my last day of dog sitting for my aunt. So very soon I'll have to go back to the real world.
Oh, wow. Real world's not fun. I try to stay there as long as I could.
Yeah, I get paid more to do this than I do my actual job. So it's kind of making
oh,
me really...
Oh, man.
Oh, that choice. Really sucks then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to leave. I'd be like, no.
No way.
I'm staying. Be like, no. I think the doggies need to keep me around.
And,
heck yeah. Hey,
let's be honest, there's a booze cabinet here. Woohoo!
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah,
there
John,
are perks
you
to this
are,
job.
I'm telling you, that's
heck yeah.
absolutely awesome. I would take those perks. Dog sitting.
Definitely, me too.
I dog sit all the time, and I don't get those perks. What was that, John?
I work for cheap, so if you ladies want any help or anything.
Okay, I will keep that in mind because, you know,
yeah,
that's good to know.
And I'm yours. I'm a cheap date. Woohoo!
All right. Good to know.
Sounds like a bottle of Tennessee honey whiskey and he'll be happy.
Right?
That too.
Sounds good.
Nice cigars, some good whiskey, and a bag of Twizzlers, and I'm a happy fat guy.
Twizzlers.
Twizzlers.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
That's hilarious.
Funny. So
it doesn't take much.
Twizzler.
I like that.
Like you chew the ends of the Twizzler off and use it for a straw for your cocktail.
Yeah.
I can hear that.
You can stir your drink with your Twizzler, too.
Yeah, it's
yeah,
black licorice.
It's
gotta be the black.
Oh, oh, black licorice. Oh, I don't do black licorice. Ugh.
Yeah, I'm not a black licorice either. Caca.
It's too harsh. Yeah, it's too much. You either love it or hate
yeah.
it. It's just one of those things.
You know what? That is one of those things. I remember my mom used to buy black licorice all the time, and I ate a handful of this licorice. I just kept eating it over and over, and I ended up getting really sick from it. Oh, yeah, so no. That's like with Jack Daniel's. Mm-mm. I haven't drank Jack Daniel's since I was in high school because I got really sick off of
That's like me and Red Bull. I can't drink anything with Red Bull because I got really sick one time off of something with Red Bull. If I even smell Red Bull, it just makes me want to look right there and, oh, I
That's
can't
how
do
I
it.
With whiskey.
Yeah, I
don't understand.
Oof.
Red Bull, you just smile. Ugh.
I can't do it. I know. A lot of people love it. They you know, to mix it with stuff, people do it with mix it all the time. I just can't. I don't know what it is.
Or like that monster.
Yeah, the monsters. Mm-hmm. No, I can't do any of those.
Yeah, one of my guests last night during the game, he was drinking Monster and vodka and Monster drink, and when I smell it, it's just like, oh, I don't like it. I've never liked Red Bull or Monsters. Yeah.
No.
I just can't. Not only that, the damn energy gets me bouncing off the walls, and I'm already energized enough.
It's really bad for you, too. Like, those the energy drinks, it's got so much stuff in them that are so bad for you.
Right.
Way too much
and
sugar, first of all.
Right, well, and you're mixing it with the alcohol.
Yeah, not a good mix. Not good,
oh
not
my God.
Good.
Two bottles.
You what?
I've already went through two bottles of this stuff.
Oh, wow.
The whiskey?
This
morning? Oh, since you've been there, I thought you meant this morning. I was like, God damn, John.
I was going to say, you might want to slow it down a little bit, maybe.
Well, I have done that, too. In a writing session, I've sat through and polished off two bottles of Jack Daniels and about eight cigars in a sitting, so.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my goodness. I think the most I've ever drank was during the weekend of my wedding.
Yes, that was we all had a lot of alcohol.
I heard you said there were cool reasons to drink at your wedding.
Yes, there were reasons to drink at the wedding. Yes, there were a few.
But they all turned out to be good reasons.
They did. I just kept smiling and just saying, this too shall pass.
This too shall pass.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I can't wait to talk about the Strawberry Festival because I would love to be able to plan.
Yeah.
Like
oh,
that.
It's so much fun. Mm-hmm. It's in Plant City. It's actually where they grow the strawberries. And, my gosh, it's they got homemade. They just make everything out of strawberries. And not to mention they also just have, like, the regular fair food, like all the booths with all the yummy food. And it's the best.
Food ever. Fair food is the best. I might be sicker than a dog the next day, but
it's so good
to eat it.
I know.
It
it's
is.
So worth it.
Strawberry Festival sounds outstanding.
It is. Mm-hmm. It's so good. And they also have concerts. There's a big concert hall there. So, like, a bunch of country music stars come, like, big names. So you can also see concert, like, while you're there walking around.
Yeah.
They have, like, concerts, like, at night. Yeah.
You know I love my country.
I know. So I'll have to check and see. I'll have to see what the lineup is. And who all is going to be there and let you know. Maybe we can plan that if it's someone that you want to see.
Oh my
there
gosh,
may be
that
a chance
so
that
much fun.
I'm making a sojourn to Florida here very soon.
See? Uh-huh. I really like to come to Florida.
And if I do come to Florida, I have several beautiful ladies that I must treat to drinks, and Miss Melissa is one of them.
That's right.
I remember you saying that before.
I'm going to be busier than a fat kid trapped in a cupcake factory if that happens. I'm going to have to get me a scooter. I could never go to one of those conventions because I'd need a scooter to get around to every place that I had to go.
Hey, can I tell you that there was a couple of guys that rented scooters at the Avians this year, not because they couldn't walk, but that's how they got around. Rented scooters.
Oh, that's funny.
Yes, they did. Oh, yeah. It was
that
hilarious.
Would be neat. But I'd be taking it inside the convention. That way I could get to every table.
That's what they do.
Like,
they do.
That's what they did.
Wave my hand.
They were just scooting around. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
They were
my whole Jerry Lewis
thing. You know, signed in the front of the basket. They were just going from each booth to booth in their little scooters.
Yeah, there's one.
Me, it'd be like pulling my whole Jerry Lewis thing. You'd be like, hello, ladies.
You'd have a mirror on the bottom, on the front of the, you'd have a mirror on the front of the front wheel of the scooter.
Right.
And he'd be honking his little horn.
Little horn on the front of it.
Actually, I need one of those signs. Honk this if you are.
Oh, my God.
That's all we'd hear all day. Here comes John.
Exactly. There's John again. Oh, there he goes.
Well, on the upside, though, ladies, though, if I did get a scooter and did that, it certainly would be a whole lot easier to move about and get to every booth in the convention, because I hear those things get crowded.
Oh, it's
I'd
very
give me
crowded.
A little buzzer or air horn to put on the front of it. Get out of the way.
Get out of my
way.
I've
got to make this
yep. move. Oh, it does. It was really crowded.
I'd just be going down my Twitter list, making sure I hit everybody's booth here. Did I get this one? Did I get that
yep.
one? Did I get
next.
This one?
Next.
I think I've got this.
You'd be surprised, but that's what a lot of the guys do. They go through and they make a list of all the girls that they have to see.
Oh, they do.
While they're at the... Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yep.
Everyone.
I had
a fan bring me some shoes. And when he got to my
nice.
Booth, he took my shoes out, and he had all of our names wrote on each box with our name on them, so
oh
he would keep them
God.
Straight. And he
that
had a huge, he was literally walking around. Yeah, he was walking around with big bags of shoes, and they had each one of our names wrote on the box, so he knew which one to
a
give them to.
A swag
yeah.
bag
awesome.
For the convention.
Yeah. Yeah, I got a really beautiful pair of shoes from a fan. It was really, really sweet.
I love that.
Yeah.
I'm yours with a good cigar. That's me. I'm pretty much easy
Ooh,
in
I
that regard.
Okay.
It's like, okay.
You
like,
would
how
love
you
the other thing because it's the,
oh, yeah.
cube, the that's where cigars are made still in Ybor City.
Mm-hmm.
That's like the
Well, I am actually planning a trip to Tampa at some point.
You should.
Hopefully.
They make them right there, and you can see them make them. We watch them make them all the time, the cigars there. It's really
because
cool.
there's a lounge I read about there, and I forget what the name of it was, but I definitely have to get there for that very reason. It,
oh, yeah.
And seeing some of the lovely ladies would be a plus. To that, but
well,
my whole sole reason would be the cigars.
The
I'll
cigars,
be honest.
Of course.
I'll be honest.
No, it's like, true. My father-in-law.
My girls, he's here for the cigars.
My father-in-law, that's what we got him from Christmas. We went to one of the cigar places in Ybor City, and we bought him some rolled cigars that that's what he got for Christmas because he smokes cigars and he loves them from Ybor City. So that's what we got him.
Nice.
Oh
yeah.
Man,
nice.
I am so envious because oh my gosh. I've got to restock my humidor. That's gonna be what's gonna ever happen to me if I ever make $1 million. I'm gonna end up blowing it all on booze, cigars, and beautiful women. I already know that's what's gonna happen.
Hey, well that's not a bad thing.
Well,
that sounds
what?
Like a good time.
At least you would die happy. So that's okay.
Exactly. Yeah.
That,
that
is
sounds
true.
Like anything a man would do. That's like the three things on their bucket list.
Right?
Definitely.
Yeah. I have a bucket list,
oh
but I'm hoping it'll be a while before I have to reach that kick the bucket moment.
Well,
but
yeah, I hope so too.
When you drink like I do and eat the fried food that I do, hey, I'm going to live forever.
Hey, as long as you're happy,
yeah.
that's all that matters.
That's right.
I'm the poster child for how you're not supposed to look if you're healthy.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
you are
goodness.
A character, John.
See, it'd be one of you beautiful ladies standing on the right, and then it'd be me. It's like, this is how you're supposed to look if you are healthy. This is not.
Oh, my God. Stop it, silly.
Like,
oh.
One of my wrestler pals told me, he said, with your diet and your commitment to alcoholism and smoking, you're going to probably live longer than anybody else in the entire world. I said, yeah,
well,
hopefully it's going to be one of
hey, you never
it'll
know.
Be like George
your
Burns.
Body to kill all the
bad stuff. Formaldehyde. The formaldehyde from the cigars and the alcohol. It's going to preserve me forever.
That's right.
Exactly.
You never know.
Yes. Oh, my
gosh. Good God, it's
wow.
cold
John's,
here.
John's preservation.
Yes. How to stay alive. Alcohol and
body.
Cigars.
I'll be doing a three-part mini web blog series later this month.
Okay, good. You get on that. We'll be waiting.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Johnny, honey, we're coming up on the end of our show, darling. So,
all right, well, you ladies have a wonderful week ahead.
You too.
We will. You too, John, honey. Thank you so very much.
Ciao, ladies.
Ciao, darling. Oh, my gosh. He is so funny.
He's hilarious.
I guess I'll
he's so sweet.
Cigars.
Wow, two of our big guys off of Twitter today. That was fun.
I know, that is fun. I love it when they call in. If you guys are still listening, thank you so much for calling
in. Yes, thank you guys.
We have fun. Silly monsters of ours. So, when are you on cam again?
Tomorrow. Yeah, I was this morning for a couple hours. Every day.
How are you?
Tomorrow. Yeah, I was this morning, I just got off before I got on with you. I was, from, 9 to 1.
Tomorrow I'll be back on again. I would have totally
forgotten
that you were on there. Damn it.
I know.
I didn't look this morning.
I got up and
girls were on.
I'm like, oh, it's raining. Good. It's a good day for me to get on cam and stay on my bed and be naughty, so.
Right. I know. I'm going to here in a couple hours. I'm going to run up, go tanning, get my spray tan, and then come home and do naughtiness.
Get nice and golden. Nice.
Yes. I know. You would think I would sit out in the sun here, but I don't like to get tan lines all the time. And so I don't, because the neighbors can see through the fence in the backyard, and they're really innocent, cute little elderly people,
sure.
So I don't want to scare them.
Crazy.
They'll be like, what is this lady doing out there? And she's naked. Although they speak different languages, so I wouldn't know what the hell they were saying.
Yeah, just be like, hola, bye-bye.
Well, it's more Asian,
in the sun.
So I'd be like, what's going on over there? Oh, my gosh. Well, we are coming up to the end of our show. Why don't you give all your yummy shout-outs there? There's Sweetie Pie, my little sex kitten.
Okay, let's see. You can follow me on Twitter at @MelissaDawsonDD. I'm also on streaming at Daisy_Dawson.cammodels.com. Those are the two places you can find me. Also, I do shows on, what is it, CamCity.com?
CamCity.
But if I'm on that, I'll always throw that link out on my Twitter. So you'll see that pop up on my Twitter if you follow me at Melissa Dawson WD. So, those are my two
Are you on Instagram or?
No, I don't have it. I mean, I don't have it. I know everyone's
I just started using
Everyone
it.
Everyone told me that I should do it too.
I don't see what the, I don't know why everybody uses Instagram. It's just like Twitter. Just another social media.
I know. That's what I say. It's just another, another Twitter or Facebook, or it's another place to post pictures, but everyone's doing it.
Exactly. But you have to be really careful on Instagram because, you cannot show anything on there because they will block you so quick.
They sure will. Yeah, they're very, very strict. So I was like, I don't need to have one of those.
Oh, right.
I'm good.
Just the other day. Yeah, I took a picture and I was like, let me post this on Instagram. And I was like, crap, I can't. I was like, I can't show any boobies on there.
they will shut that down. No, they're like, no exposure of anything, please. Nope, it's family oriented.
Yes, it is. And that's what, when I was on there and I tweeted a picture of me and the link for my cam, I was thinking, what happens if one of these kids are under 18 and they click on and
they get
link
on your link.
I'm thinking this probably isn't a good idea. So I'm not sure if I'm going to use my Instagram very much.
Yeah.
Lots of young people.
There are lots of young people on there, I know. Yes, that's really true.
But I'm going to give my shout out to you guys. If you don't know already, you can follow me on, what do you call it? Twitter, @SammyBrooks69, and while I still am using Instagram, it's Sammy_Brooks69, and then my Facebook is SammyBrooks69, Holy biscuits, there's a lot of 69s going on right there. A
lot of 69s there.
A lot of 69s. And it's on webcam. You can Sammy_Brooks.cammodel.com. And I also do featured shows, just like Melissa, on camcity.com. And just as she does, I post the link like the day before or whatever so you guys can come. And it's a great website. And they're actually getting a little busier. I'm liking it.
It is.
They're getting,
I am too.
Yeah, more and more girls.
I think I have two shows this month to look out for. I think I'm scheduled two or so.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm liking
awesome.
It too. So, cool.
And it's fun. We get on there and we just do whatever we want.
We want. It's awesome.
Literally.
Literally.
Whatever we want.
Yeah. It's fun. I like
it is
that.
Definitely. It is definitely time. So,
yes, it is.
I'm so glad you were here and able to be on the show because I missed you.
Me too. I missed you too.
Yeah, let's talk this week and talk about the Florida trip.
Oh, yes. Definitely. We got to make it happen.
Mm-hmm. And also
I will.
I almost said Skagit County, but that's where I lived in Washington State. The San Diego Fair is so much fun. Oh, my
what
gosh.
What is that?
So for some reason. It is, I want to say it's in the fall. Like,
cool.
Was it September? Might have been August. I can't remember. I'll have to look it up. Because if for some reason we can't come out in March,
I will come
that would be
you.
Awesome. Heck yeah.
Definitely. Oh, I love San Diego. Cool.
Oh,
all right. Well, we'll talk. We'll definitely get our dates scheduled.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Please. And everybody out there listening, thank you so very, very much for tuning in to Sammy's Cocktail Hour. Even though I didn't have a cocktail, I'm a little hungover from yesterday. So
I know, right? For
yeah,
good reason.
Yeah, too much vodka going on yesterday. So next Monday, maybe I'll have a cocktail. It's always 5 o'clock somewhere. Always 5 o'clock somewhere. So awesome,
very
my
true.
sexy girlfriend. I will talk to you very soon. And
okay.
To everybody else out there, have a fabulous week. And I will be back here live on Dollhouse Radio, 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 7 p.m. Eastern, Thursday evening with my co-host, Sage Montana, talking about webcamming and all the yummy, naughty things that we do, you boys and girls. Like. So on that, I bid you all adieu, and I will talk to you soon.
Bye,
sexy.
Everybody.
Bye.